Dalad Beis, four lines from the bottom. We're trying to find who the Tana of our Mishnah is that holds that even though there was an Akira or an Anoche from a Mokim that was not Dalad al Dalad, you're also Chayiv. Because the Mishnah says you're Chayiv when he was Oiker, Miyodesh of Balabayas, was Miniach, Miyodesh of Oni. The problem is, you need an Akira and a Hanoche and a Mokim Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara says, Elo ho Rebbe. That the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, Disanye Zorak Mirshus Arabim, Lurshus Arabim, Rishus Ayochid Beemtza. A person threw from a Rishus Arabim to another Rishus Arabim, and it went through a Rishus Ayochid. Rabbi Mechayev v'chachomim poitrim. V'omar Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel Mechayev hoya Rabbi Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel said that Rabbi is Mechayev two chatois. Achas mishum haitzo. As soon as it enters the Uzok meshus harabim v'shus harabim v'shus hayochid be'emtza. Achas mishum haitzo v'achas mishum achnose. It's really the same as the other way. It's achnose and then haitzo from the Rishus Harabim to the Rishus Hayochid is achnose and then there's haitzo. So it comes out you made a hanocho ba'avir and you made akira from the avir and there's no dalad al dalad. Alme loy boy akire v'loy hanoche al gabi mokeim dalid al dalid. So b'meilu we found the Tane. L'cheira, this is the same like Rabbi Kiva kluta k'mishahuntche, but Rabbi Kiva, we had either a haichoche, that, or without a haichoche, a dilme, that Rabbi Kiva only holds that a hanoche does not have to be dalid al dalid. But akire has to be dalid al dalid. And here we see Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said klo, that Yechayiv Shtayim. So we see that Tzaya Hanoche and Tzaya Nakira does not have to be Al-Mokim Dalet Al-Dalet. So the Gemara says that is also not an Eitzah. Ha-Itmer Alo, Rav Shmuel Da Omri Talvayu, Loi Mechayiv Rebi Elo Birshus Hayochit Mekure, So the Gemara says, no, you're not learning the correct pshat in Rebbe. Rebbe only held that your mechuyev, if it went through a reshus hayochit, which is covered, that has a kili over it, that has a roof over it, and then there is a lumdis of basic command the malyadami. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mechayiv hoya Rebbe shtayim, Rashi and Avdal Domet Beis, Dahave ke'ilu noch v'shus ayochit, it was noch v'shus ayochit, v'chozar v'nekar misham v'hichnis l'rshus arabim, and then it went into the Rishus arabim, alme loy akire boi, v'loy hanoche boi, al gabi mokim dalet. You do not need an akire v'anoche al mokim dalet, because it went through the Rishus Hayochid, and there's no Mokim Dalet there. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Shmuel explained that the Lomdus of Rebbe is because it is a Mokim Mekure. Mekure sheyesh lo gag, it has a roof. What is the Maila of a roof? Keman de Moli Domi. It is Ke'ilu, the whole house is filled up. So Rashi says a svore, Dovor sosum mikol tzad. If you have a mokim that is completely enclosed, it has four walls on it, it has a roof on it, havi kimole chafeitzim ad gagoy. So we consider that it is completely sealed, it is completely filled up. The ein aviroi choshev avir, the avir that is in this mokim, since it is sosum, so it is not choshev avir, hilkach kol hanizrak lesoichoi havi kemunach. So if we say something that is completely sealed, is ki'ilu, it is filled up with chafetzim. So if it is filled up with chafetzim, so this chafetz that flew through the rishus hayochid, it's ki'ilu, it was monach al chafetzim. If we consider that the bias is kemande moli domi, so if it's filled up with chafetzim, so it is resting on chafetzim. So you have a hanoche and a mokim that is more than dalet al dalet. It is very, very difficult to understand b'chlal the lomdis of beisoy keman de mal yedomi. Rashi further says it's a different lomdis. Mitoich shehu choshuch umolei havlo. A sealed building is dark and full of hevel, so that gives us the musag of keman de moli domi. It's, the aver is not usable, so it's ke'ilu, it is filled up. What I really don't understand is as follows. The reason you need a hanoche and a mokeim dalet al dalet, so Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya, Davi choshuv lemehevi hanochosoi hanoche vakirosoi akire. And perhaps the Rashba explains it a little better, that's called munach. If it's something is standing on a very, if something is put down on a very small base kibble, so it's not oimit to remain there. That's not a place where to put it down, it can fall off. So it's not called munach. Munach, you need a broader area, and that's called when it's put down, it will remain there. That's the derech people put it down. So dalid al dalid is something positive that the base kibble possesses, that therefore one puts a chayfetz on dalid al dalid. That's the mile of dalid al dalid. Now Rashi explains that the avir doesn't have a shimush. The ein avir oichoshiv avir. Good, we don't have avir. Rashi, Daf Tzadik Zayin says it's choshuch, it's dark, it's moli havlo. We don't have avir. But do we have something positive? We need something positive to make anoche. Adovo shlili, you don't have avir. Good, you don't have avir. I'll accept that. But that doesn't, l'chayre, is that the tikkun? The problem is not the avir. The problem is you don't have a mokim anoche. You don't have anoche chshuve. So how could Kamande Moli Domi take away this chesoron? You don't have avir, but you don't have a mokim either. Rashi says, as long as you don't have avir, you don't have empty space, so it's finished. Good, you don't have empty space, but you don't have a mokim hanochi either. So I really don't understand this. The Gemara before the Avdalad Amad Beis, which we said, Klute Kamisha Huncha Domi, is a little better to understand. Even if we'll say the longest klute kemisha huncha is kilo it's munach al gabi akarke. So it's good. So the Torah says we have to reckon it's lying on the karke. You have karke. No, the naked eye sees that it's in the luften. So the Torah says it's not in the luften. It's munach al gabi karke. So mamelo we have a hanoche. But here, even though you don't have avir, you don't have avir to use, but how does, so, that's a double shlili, but how does that give you a mokim hanoche? Al koponim, it's one of the difficult mesogim to understand in the sugya, but al koponim, the Gemara says that that's the svara of Rebbe, that the bayis mekure is keman de mol yedomi, it's filled up, so memela the chavetz is lying on a mokim shal dala dal dal. Fine. So the Gemara says, "V'chi taima hochen ami b'mekure." So what's your problem? Abal kolponim, a mokim mekure. Rabbi holds it is full. So whatever is lying in a mokim mekure is keilu it's munach dalet al dalet. So we'll say, "Those, what's the problem? We have a problem in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah it says he put into the yad of the balabais." So the problem was, the yad of the balabayis is not dalet al dalet, so it's no problem. It's not only resting on the yad of the balabayis, the whole bayis is kamanda moli domi. So when it rests on the yad of the balabais, it is resting on a large area of Keman Demolin. So v'chitayim v'hochinami b'mikure will say, our Mishnah, when it's speaking about a reshus ha-yochid, we're speaking about a covered house, which is not difficult to picture. Normally houses are that way. So fine. So hotinach reshus ha-yochid, mikure. So that is very good, reshus ha-yochid, that is mikure. So it's command the mole, so it's considered there's hanoche, andalad. What are you going to do with Rishus HaRabim? We have a problem, Vakel, when the Balabos put into the Yad HaOni, and the Oni is standing Rishus HaRabim. So what will you tell me? The Rishus HaRabim is also speaking about Mekur. We're making a kimta that the Rishus HaRabim is speaking about it's covered with a roof. So the Gemara says it can't be. Michayit. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yabba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Hamavir Chayvitz Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabi Mekure, Potter, if you have a roof over a Rishus HaRabim, that is Mavki and the Shem Rishus HaRabim from the Mokim. Why? Lefi Sheine Doime Ledigle Midbo. Our guidelines, what is called the Rishus HaRabim, what is called the Rishus HaYochid, we learn out from the Mishkan. And in the Midbar, there wasn't such a thing as the Rishus HaRabim Mekure. So Memele, if it is Mekure, it is not doyme to the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar, so it doesn't have a shame Rishus HaRab. I also had difficulties in understanding this Gemara over here, and this Baruch Hashem I found I was in good company. This Vasemis also doesn't understand it. Rashi says the whole lumbus of Mekure is Dovor Sosum mikol tzad havekimole chafetzim ad gaga. If you have something that is completely enclosed, so it's ki'ilu, it is full with chafetzim. But you need sosum mikol tzad. A reshus harabim mikure, so that it has a roof, it's not sosum mikol tzad. We never said that a roof makes it command the mole. We just said that a sosum mikol tzad is command the mole. So how would a Rishus HaRabim Mekure help the situation? So that I found this Vas Emes is Mo'ira this Kashi, and he blabs by a Kashi from the Loshna Rashi, it's very schwer. Let us see Rashi. Hotinach Rishus HaYochid, the Balabayis. The Balabayis is in the Rishus HaYochid. So we'll say the Rishus HaYochid is speaking about Rishus HaYochid Mekure. Elo Rishus HaRabim Do'oni, the Rishus HaRabim Do'oni. Mimuk misleibe mekure could use that sign the Rishus HaRabim that is speaking about Rishus HaRabim mekure. The diglei midbar has to be similar to the diglei midbar. B'chol melachis to be Shabbos mimishkan gomri lekamo midinis mechaparshes Shabbos leparshes mishkan bevayakel. So memele it can't be speaking about Rishus HaRabim mekure. Let us see Tosfos. Loi mechayev Rebbe, elo b'rshus ha-yochid mekure. Now, who said this? Rav Shmuel said, Rebbe is only speaking about a rshus ha-yochid mekure. Nira l'rashbe. How did they know that that's pshat in Rebbe? Maybe the lomdus of Rebbe is that Rebbe owes kluta kemishahun chadomi. That's why you chayev shtayim. How did they know it's talking about a rshus ha-yochid mekure, with a lomdus command, the mal yedomi, maybe he holds kluta kemishuncha. Nira l'rashbe, the mashmelei, midaloi nokat, mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid, rishus harabim b'emtza. If the lomdus would be kluta kemishuncha domi, and we say that it's keilu, it's munach in the middle rishus, and that's why yechayim shtayim. So why did he put the Rishus HaYochid in the middle? Let him put the Rishus HaRabim in the middle, just like Rabbi Kiva did. And it will say Chayiv Shtayim, so we will see that Kluta Kemisha Huncha, Kamay Beplukted Rabbi Kiva V'Rabbono. So why did he put the Rishus HaYochid in the middle? So Vaistois Davke by Rishus HaYochid, you say that it's Keilu Noch Al Gabi Dalet. By Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't say it. So we see klal that the lomdus of Rebbe is not als klute kemisho uncha, no, the lomdus of Rebbe is because the bias command the mal yadomi. Period. Vahi de gitten perik hazoire, kabi hoi soi medas al roi shagag vizolkolo. The Gemara in Gittin is speaking about that a woman is standing al roi shagag. So, the minute we know she's standing al roi shagag, we know there's no gag over her. She's standing on a gag, could be there's a maka around the gag, but there's no roof over her. Vizolkolo, and he threw a get to the roof, and it didn't reach the floor of the roof yet, and something happened, it got burnt. So the halach is, as soon as it came into the avir hagag, she's megureshes. V'komar, so the Gemara says over there, so we see, even though it didn't rest on the roof, she's megureshes, keman kerebi, da'omar klute, kemishahum chadami. So we see klo, that the Gemara in Gittin learned a different lomdus in Rebbe. They learned the lomdus in Rebbe is klute kemisha unchadam. So Taisa says, Einachanami, loy sovri de rabbe shmur de hochi, de omri de loy chayiv Rebbe, ele bishus hayochid mekure. So Taisa says, Einachanami, it seems as a machloikis amayroim how to learn shatan Rebbe. Rabbe shmur made this diuk, that why did Rebbe speak Tavka that Rosh Hashayochid is in the middle? So they made this diuk that Tavka when Rosh Hashayochid it's kimunach dalad al dalad because it's a lomdus command the mol yidami. The Amoraim over there did not make this diuk, or maybe they held faker if there's a Rosh Hashayochid in the middle, so it could be the svar is yalfinin. Zayrek mi Moshe, it could be Bechlau, we could make a choice what Pshat in Rebbe is. That's why Rebbe spoke about after a case that there's Roshus HaYochid in the middle. So Zemach Loikis HaSugyis. That means according to that Sugye, so we found Boruch Hashem HaTane. Our Gemara only has problems according to Rav Shmuel. Yeah. Uleditu. According, now, fine. So Memele, so there's a Zemach Loikis. So now Taisa says, but Rav Shmuel have a problem. According to Rav Shmuel, that the whole Rebbe does not hold Kluta Kemishuncha. Rebbe holds Davke Kemandam al Yedomi, so that only applies by a bias Mekure. So according to them, there'll be a problem. What's Pshat in the Mishnah over there? The Mishnah says that when it fell into the Avir Mechitzes Hagag, she's Megureshes. Rebbe holds Tavke by Abayis Mekura, there's not Mekura. Leditu, according to Rav Shmuel, Tzorech Leshnuyei, the Hosom, Ishum, in Turi, there's a different Lomdus, there's not totally in the Gedorim of Hilchas Shabbos, there's totally in Hilchas Kinyan Chotzer, and as long as the get is Shomor al Yedei, Mechitza Sagag, so she's Megureshes. Kedemishani Hosom, Alibi the Rabbona, the Gemara says the Mishnah does not have to go according to Rebbe. You can go according to Rabbonin also. Avul Teimer Rabbonin. Keep Ligi Rabbonin, Linyin Shabbos. Avul Hochem Ishim in Turi. So we see klar that the Gemara feels nice that Mishnah and Gittin has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can go according to Rabbi also also this time. Because Get is totally in Shmire, and the Get is Shomer Aydei Mechitzes Agad. So Bekitzer, Rebbe is not a trufa. So we have to again find out Pshat Ma Mishnah. Ella Omar Rab Zeir. Homoni Acherim. It goes according to Acherim. The Sanye, Acherim Oimrim, Omad Bim Koimoi Vekibel Chayev, Okar Mim Koimoi Vekibel Potter. Let us see Rashi, what we are speaking about. Homoni. The loiboi mokem dalit, the tana that holds that you do not need a hanocha al gabi mokem dalit, acheremi. Omad bim koimoim, zorak chayfetz, Reuven threw a chayfetz. Vekibloi acher, and Shimon was mekabel the chayfetz. Ha'omad ha'mekabel b'mkaimai v'kibel. That means, if the mekabel did not do anything to bring about the hanoche, that means he's standing there, his hands are stretched out, and it fell down into his hands. So it comes out the hanoche was made al yedei hazoirik. He did not contribute to the hanoche. Chayiv hazoirik. So then the zoirik is chayiv. The ihu ovad akirev hanoche. That means the whole hanoche that came about to the chayiv came about through the zoirik. That is omad bimkoime. Okar mimkoime v'kibul poto. What does that mean? Okar hamikabul mimkoimoim. The person who caught the chayfetz, he ran. V'rotz likras ha-chayfetz v'kibloi. That means that he created the hanoche. If he would have not chapped the chayfetz, it would have fallen further. He gave a jump and he caught the chayfetz. So it comes out. The befoil dika hanoches hachayfetz did not come out al yedei hazoirik. It came out, it came about through the kabbalas hamikabel, poter hazoirik. Deloi is avid hanoche mikoichoi. He says, every zoirik that is chayiv makes two, with his maises rike, he's making two pulas. He's making an akiran, he's making a hanoche. The hanoche is mikoichoi. So if this mekabel brought about the hanoche, he created the hanoche through that he was koyle techevet sichab techevet. So then it comes out there was an akira without a hanoche. So then the zayrik is potter. So let us again see the bereis. Amoni acherim, the sani acherim oimrim, omad ben koyme v'kibel chayim. If the mekabel achayfitz was oimed bin koimai, he did not contribute anything to the anoches achayfitz, it just fell into his hand. So the zayrik is chayit. Okar min koimai v'kibel potah, but if the mekabel was okar min koimai, and he created the anoches achayfitz, he chapt achayfitz, potah. Now let us go back to the first halach. Omad bimkoime v'kibul chayiv, ha be'inon hanoche al gabi mokim dalet v'lekem. Zvrek de gemore, yunira hanoche al gabi mokim dalet. Why is the zoyrik chayiv? It rested in his hand. Eloshma mino, loy be'inon mokim arbo. So we see that acherim hold, you do not need a mokim arbo. So the Gemara asks, "V'dilme hanochehu deloy beinam." So the Gemara says, "Good. You see that by hanoche you do not need a mokim arbo. Akira beinam, but could be akira you do need." And we mentioned yesterday, could be the svara is even though we see from the acherim that you do need a hanoche an a mokim. Because they said it fell into his hands. So Vaisdeis, you do need a hanoche and a mokim. But it could be there's a difference between akira and hanoche. As Tosfos said, by the Mishkan, the akira was from a box, which was dalet al dalet. And the hanoche was lidei oisei hamaloche. So we see there's a difference between akira and hanoche. So maybe that's what the Gemara says. That from the acherim, you see that it's sufficient hanoche. Bidei amekabel, but could be a kirini from a mokim dalet. Vanoche nami, and then the Gemara says, could be the snorai from a noche either. Dilma de poshet knofei vikiblo. Maybe he stretched out his begit, and he spread out his begit. It doesn't even say how he was mekabelet. Vikibel, he was mekabelet. Who says he caught it? Maybe he had a beged, and he spread out the beged to be mekabelet, and it fell into his beged. And the beged was dalet tvachim, al dalet tvachim. Duma de poshe knofi v'kiblet, dikenami hanoche. So we don't have any raya, so this is also not a trufe to solve our problem. Zogt Rashi, the poshe knofi, Poras, knaf, bigdoi, knaf, bigdoi, David, dalet. Omer Rababe. So Rababe says, so Rababe avoids the situation in Gansen. So Rababe says, Takert, our Mishneh never said that you could make an Akire and a Hanoche and a Mokim less than Dalit. Our Mishneh speaking about this Dalit al Dalit. How is that possible? So Omer Rababe Masnisen Nami Kigoin, let us see the Bach, Sha'okro Mitrasko, Biniach al Gabi Trasko. The Ikanami Hanoche. So the Rababe made an Ikimten our Mishneh. That what the Mishneh says, that the Oni put in the Yodei Shal Balabais, we'll see later in the Gemara, that you have to be Misak in the Mishneh. Doesn't mean they put into the Yodei Shal Balabais. The Balabais was holding a Traskel. A Traskel is a basket. And this basket had dalet al dalet. And he put into the basket that the balabos was holding. Or the balabos put into the basket that the oni was holding. So we hear the amokim dalet al dalet, and so there's a good akir and a good anoche, and all our problems are solved. That's a beautiful eitze. But v'hoyodoi k'toni. The Mishneh says, v'nosan l'soich yodoi, not al mitoich yodoi. So the Gemara says, that's not gefährlich. Tani traskel shebi yodai. Not as I mean, yodai, traskel shebi yodai. Fine. So the Gemara asks, this is not such a good eitz. Ho tinach traskel birshus hayochid. Birshus hayochid, when we're speaking about that the oni took out from the basket or put into the basket, that's very good. So the basket is dalet al dalet. No problem. But this basket, if you'll say the oni that is standing in the Rishus Harabim, he's also holding a basket. Traskel sheberishus harabim, rishus hayochid hu. So the Gemara asks, this traskel that is in the Rishus Harabim has a halacha of a rishus hayochid. A basket that has four sides around it. Even though these four sides, the mechitzes atraskel are not yutvachim, they're four tvachim, but this is aloche, and this, al yideya mechitzes, we'll see soon how it works. It gets a din of a rishus hayochid. So what is the problem? So let's understand the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is, in the Mishneh it says, that when the balabos takes out Chayfetz and puts it into the Yodai Shal Oni, or we're saying the Traskel Shebi Yodai, the Balabos is Chayiv Al Teitzo, because he made Anoche B'Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara held, this is only good if he put it in the Yodai Shal Oni. But if he put it in the Traskel Shebi Yodai, in this Traskel has a Halacha V'Rishus HaYochid, so there is no Heitzo over here. He took from a Rishus HaYochid and put into a Rishus HaYochid. So why is the Balabos Chai? That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. L'traskel shebishus harabim rishus hayochid hu. This traskel is a rishus hayochid. And how do we know that a traskel is considered a rishus hayochid? From Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Leima d'loi ke Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're telling me it's speaking about a traskel, you'll have to say that our Mishneh disagrees with Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Who is this Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda said, Amo'uyim deke Chiddush. What is the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda? Noatz kono b'Rishus HaRab. A person put a pole in the middle of Rishus HaRab. And this pole is a thin pole. U'beroyshoi traskel. On top of this pole, there's a basket resting on top of this pole. This basket is dalet al dalet for him, and it has some mechitzas around it. Let us say for practical purposes, it has a mechitza of gimel tvochim high. So you have a basket that is on top of a flagpole, in the middle of the Rishus HaRab. And now Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says further, Zorak, so a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he throws something into the basket, v'noch al gabo, and it landed on top of the basket, in the basket, chayiv. So this person is chayiv, because this person is chayv because he was zayrik mershus harabim lershus hayochet. So we see from Rabbi Yosef, well, the Lomdus will see in Rashi, but we see that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that for some reason this basket gets a halacha of a rishus hayochet, even though there are no mechitzes asoret. And according to our knowledge, a rishus hayochet is a mokim that is mukif mechitzes asoret. Here there's no mechitzes asoret that is surrounding the mokim. Aval pikeh, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, that is chayim. So al kaponim we see from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that a praskel b'rishus harabim is as a din of a rishus hayochet. So memele, so that is the Gemara's kasha. If you are telling me that pshat in the Mishnah is that the balabos is holding a traskel, the oni is holding a traskel. So memele, so the Mishnah can is going according to Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda, dika Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda, poshat balabayis es yodei lechutz. The balabos stuck out his hand. And he put into the yad of doni, which you're telling me means now he put into the traskel shebiyodoi. Amai chayiv. Why is the balabos chayiv? Mirshus hayochid, lishus hayochid, komafik. He's taking out from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. So mamela, why is he chayiv? Before we see the teretz of the Gemara, let's go slowly and learn Rashi and Tosfos. Zot Rashi, traskel sal, a basket. Rishus hayochid, the traskel is a rishus hayochid, amayim chayiv mishum haitzo, so why is the balabos chayiv al tzaitzo? Leimo mas nisen, the leichoshev le rishus hayochid, the mishneh. Which does not say that this is considered a rishus hayochid, and says that the balabos is chayiv for atzom. The loike Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That there was a traskel on top of a konim. V'zorak mirshus harabim. A person was standing in the rishus harabim v'noch al gabov, and he threw it into the traskel that is on top of the pole. Chayiv. The af al gabov. What is the chiddush over here? Even though this pole is not wide, dalid al dalid, hoyol uberoi shoy arba, since on top of the pole, the floor of the traskel has dalid tfochim, omrinen gut achis mechitze vahave rishus hayochid gom. That means as follows. L'chayre, as we mentioned before, a Rishus HaYochid, in order to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, has to have an area of Dalet al Dalet for him, and it has to be surrounded with Mechitzes Asor. Rashi later says, if you have an Omud, you have an Omud in a Rishus HaRabim, an Omud that is Gavoya Yutz for him, and Reichiv Dalet. So the Loche is, that you have a pole that is Rochiv Dalet and Gavoya Yud. So, on top of the pole, it is considered a Rishus HaYochid. So Rashi says, why is that considered a Rishus HaYochid? Where are your mechitzes? You have over here, here's your pole. But why is this considered a Rishus HaYochid? You don't have mechitzes. So Rashi says, you say good asik mechitzes. Since you have a mechitzes asore, so mainly you say good asik mechitzes. So it's like this mokim is mukif mechitzes asore, it is surrounded by mechitzes asore. That is, if you have here mechitzes asore. But by the traskel, we don't have that either. The traskel, we only have here, let's say, mechitzes, which are three tzvachim, and you have here a pole over here, so we don't have anything. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that you say good achis, and you're going to make mechitzes asor, let's say we'll have three tzvachim over here, and we have seven tzvachim over here, and all together, so it's ki'ilu, we have this whole mokim is mukif mechitzes, we have here mechitzes asor. That out the lumdus of good achis mechitza, we schlep down the mechitzas of the traskel down to the ground. We make through the mechitzas, the mechitzas at traskel and the goiva, the height from the traskel till the ground, we make that asorah for him. We say we have mechitzas asorah surrounding the traskel. So that is the svore of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Memela, so that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that how could you say that our Mishnah is speaking about a traskel? If there's a traskel, so the Oni is holding a Rishus HaYochid, so the Balabos is taking from Rishus HaYochid and putting into Rishus HaYochid. So where do you have your Chiyav HaYitzah? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see Taisvis. Amai Chayit, Mirishus HaYochid, Lishus HaYochid Komapi. He's taking out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. So Taisa said, oh, maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is he's not Chayiv al Tzaitzo, he's Chayiv al Tzmoishit. He's Moishit, Mirishus HaYochid, Lirishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So maybe that Pshat is Chayiv. That's also, Moishit is a Tilda of Tzaitzo. So Memele, maybe that is Pshat. So Taisa says, Vafilu Mishum Moishit, Afilu, you'll say they're speaking about on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, and he's being moishit from his Rishus HaYochid to the Traskel, which is also Rishus HaYochid. So Taisa says, you're not chayv al tzmoishit. Lefi ha-Yerushalmi, the matzrich she'ikablenu sheini miyodai. Taisa Dav Gimel Amad Aleph brought down ha-Yerushalmi, that Meleches Moishit, it is not sufficient that one should take from one Rishus HaYochid and put it in another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. There has to be someone in the second Rishus HaYochid sheyekablenu miyodai. That means, even though the Maisa HaYishote, the Akire from his Rishus HaYochid, the Hanoche in the second Rishus HaYochid is done through the Moishit. It's not Shnayim Sha'osu, Taisva says. This person does the whole Melochit, but it has to be put into the hands of a second person. Putting it into a Rishus HaYochid, not into the hands of someone, that is not Doime L'Meleches HaMishkan. The Hayshot and the Meleches HaMishkan was, there were two agoles, there were two wagons, one in front of the other, and the kroshim were handed from the back wagon to the front wagon. But they were handed, there was a person in the front wagon that was mekabel the kroshim. That is the tzir of Aishota. To stick it into the wagon alone, without a mekabel, even though in Rishuyais, it's from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Der Rishus HaRabim, the Rishalmi says, you are not chayit. So Memele, so Taisva says, since the whole Rishus HaYochid, the Oni that is holding the basket, he's a Rishus HaRab. He is a Loch of Rishus HaRab. No, the basket is a Loch of Rishus HaYochid, so he's being moishit from his Rishus HaYochid into the basket. There's no Chiyav of Aishota in such a case. So Memele, that is the Gemara's Kash. If it is speaking about a Traskel, and if we hold like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that a traskel has a halacha of a Rishus HaYochid, so why is the Balabos chayim and he puts it into the traskel? He's taking out from a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara answers this kasha. So the Gemara says as follows. Afilu teima Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Could be the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. And a traskel has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, but not always. If the traskel is lemaila miyut, so that means that so if the traskel is lemaila miyut, so then the traskel has a halacha of a rishus hayochid. We say good aches. Hocha lemata miyut. Here we are speaking about that the traskel is lemata miyut. If the traskel is lamata miyut, so you don't even have mechitzas asora over here. The traskel is in the Rishus HaRabim lamata miyut. So memele, so this traskel has halach of the Rishus HaRabim. It's not choylik Rishus b'fnei atma. It's not considered a separate Rishus. It is part of the Rishus HaRabim. There's no mechitzas asora. So memele, there's a din of Rishus HaRabim. So memele, so this teretz, the vial is a good teretz. We just solved the problem of our Mishnah by putting a traskel into the Yad HaOni and the Yad HaBal HaBayis. In Memele we have a Mokim Dalad Al Dalad and Shalom Al Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. L'mayla miyut avi Rishus HaYochid. Oil v'rochav dalet. That as long as it's oichav dalet, the blamata miyud, it is not a rishus hayoch. Taisvis. Kan lamata miyud. Here the Traskel is speaking about lamata miyud. Ve'im toima. Frek taisvis akashe. Nehei de rishus hayochid loihavi. It is not a rishus hayochid. Rishus harabim nami loihavi. It is not a rishus harabim either. Ela kikalmalis. K'moy omud gavoya shloisha v'rochav dalet. The halacha is, if a person has a omud in the middle of a rishus harabim, so the halacha is as follows. If the omud, if it's less than three tvachim, so it's bottled to the rishus harabim, you say lovud. If it is three tvachim up, so if it is dalet al dalet, it has a din of a kalmelis. If it is less than dalet al dalet, it has a din of a mokim ptur. But al kalponim, any rishus, in the Rishus HaRabim, that is not B'mokim Hiluch HaRabim, that means in order to have a Shem Rishus HaRabim, you need Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. You have here, over here, an entity that is not B'mokim Hiluch HaRabim. People don't walk here. So, if it's Dalet al Dalet, and it's less than Yutvachim, says that it's not a Kalmelis. So, Taisus is asking, on the Mishnah. So, it's Vaiteshver. What did you tell me? That the traskel is lemata miyud. So what did the balabos do? The balabos took out from a rishus hayoch and he put into a kamlas. He didn't put into a rishus harabim. He put into a rishus, that is not a rishus harabim, it's a kamlas. It's gavoya mi gimel v'roch edalet. That spells out kamlas. Say bazoi. So why is the balabos chay? V'yesh loimar, the ain kalmelis bekelim k'may sheperish Rashi lekamon gabi hoise kuposay munachas. This Fasemis does not understand Taisvis Teretz because this Rashi says later as follows. Rashi says later that a keli, that means this kalmelis is only a rishus darabona. A kalmelis, it's a rishus darabonon, it's not a rishus hayochid, it's not a rishus harabim, it's a third rishus. One is not permitted to take from a kalmelis to a rishus hayochid, not from a kalmelis to a rishus harabim. So Rashi says, a keli, they did not give it a shame kalmelis, they left it, it should be a mokim ptur, because minatayre, there's only two rishuyis, and everything else doesn't have a shame rishus. There's a rishus harabim, a rishus hayochid, and a mokim ptur, that means something that is parva, that doesn't have any rishus. So Rashi says there, in kamlus bekelim, Chazal did not give it a shame kamlus, and it is a mokim ptur. So frektes fasemes, soy bezoi, if it's a mokim ptur, it's doch noch erger. Soy bezoi, so he took out from rishus hayochit a mokim ptur. So what is pshat and toisvis teret? About kaponim, toisvis here means to say that Taisvis, that is not the Lashon of Rashi, but Taisvis means to say, the Ein Kamlis Bekelim, Taisvis means to say a different Lomdus, that a Keli is not Choylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. A Keli is not considered a different Rishus, and a Keli becomes Nizbatel to the Rishus that is in. That's how Taisvis meant to say. So Memele, if I have a basket in a Rishus Arabim, the basket does not have a shame, rishus bifnei atzmai, it's bottled to the rishus. So my male, there's a shame, rishus harab. That is the ivre in Taisvis. Koshelari. So my male, so it's very good. That was the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz was that, that it is speaking about that the traskel is toichyut. Koshelari. Ma olo al daite shel hamakshin. What did the makshin think? We have here a shakla v'talya. It seems the makshin held that the traskel was lemailo miyud, and therefore the makshin had a problem. It's a rishus hayochid. So the answer, no, it's speaking about lemata miyud. Ta al kolchach yoda de mas nisin mairi lemata miyud. the chol le milo miyud have a mokim ptu. The loy mechayiv le kula yalme. Taisvis asks, let's forget about the whole pilpul. We hear here a pilpul of dalid al dalid. Let us forget about this pilpul of dalid al dalid. We know that a reshus harabim is oile ad yutfochim. More than Yutvachim, higher than Yutvachim, is not a Rishus HaRabim, that is the din of a Mokim Ptu. So, forgetting about all the Zaitike problems, Taisvis asked, when the Balabos put into the hand of the Oni, the hand of the Oni has to be in the Rishus HaRabim. It has to be Lamata Miyud. If the hand of the Oni is Lamayla Miyud, so he took from a Rishus HaYachid and he put it in a Mokim Ptu. So before, without any problems in Cheshbonis with a Traskel, when you learn the Mishnah Elach, you have to figure out that the Mishnah is speaking about that he put Biyad Ha'oni, which was Lamata Miyud. Or else there's no way Tzolur Shus HaRabim. Lamayla Miyud, he took it to Mokim too. So that is Tais Viskash. Taisvis says, "Tal kochach yada the masnis and ma'iri lematem yud beloy pilchad Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah. The chol ma'ilo miyud have mokim ptu. He's making an hanoche an Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah. So why is the Gemara asking now from Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah hamilsa de pshiti the lematem miyud lehavi reshus hayochid? Did the Gemara ever have a hava mina?" That lamata miyud should be al rishus hayochid. Thus now lekamon b'hazoyrik chu yisaboyer v'hasel Hashem gvoyim yud urechovim dalit hanoytel mehem v'hanoysen al gabon chay. Chu yisaboyer means if a person took out dirt from a boyer and he made a koisel around it, around the boyer, a mechitza yud, you need a mokim gevoya yud in order to be a rishus hayachid. Pachas mikain pota. Upshita drab yaisib rab yud alay ayri ala lamayla miyud. In the Mishnah Zicha can't be speaking about lamayla miyud. The Mishnah has to be speaking about lamata miyud. Forget about the traskel. Yodi has to be lamata miyud. So if Yodi has to be lamata miyud, say bezay, so who had in the traskel's lamata miyud? What was the havamina of the Gemara? There's a teretz from the Taisvis Yishonim. The Taisvis Yishonim says as follows. Oma Marash, the Mikore Salke Daitach, the Masnisen Ayri Lemailo Miyud. The Gemara held in the Havamina like this, that the Mechitzes HaTraskel are Lemailo Miyud. Bishule HaKalkolo Lemaito Miyud. And the bottom of the kalkola is lamata miyud. That means the mechitzes start lamayla miyud. But where it rests lamata miyud. So if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the less lay good aches, and you do not hold good aches, havishuli akalkola reshus harab, then the bottom of the kalkola is a reshus harabim. But since Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds that you say good aches, so memeila, the mechitzes start lemaila miyud, so you say already good aches mechitzes, and you'll stretch the mechitzes down, you'll have a mechitza asar, already? So memeila, so then the shulei hatraskel, the bottom of the traskel, also has a shame rishus hayochid. So that is the Gemara's kasha, so it comes out, he took from a rishus hayochid and put into a rishus hayochid. That is the teretz of the Taisvis Yishonim. There's a Maimadika Rajba. The Rajba wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Rajba says as follows. The Gemara Zichen knew that the Traskel is speaking about Lamata Miyud, like Taisus Cheshbon. Just like the Yad Ha'oni has to be Lamata Miyud, the Traskel is also Lamata Miyud. But what is pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is as follows. If Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds that a traskel lemailo miyud gets a shame reshus hayochid and is considered a reshus bifnei atzmoi,
Legabi chiyuv, that if a person is zoyrik meshus harabim meshus hayochid, he is chayiv.
So if a person is a taskel lemato miyud, so it's zicher she get a shame reshus, not a reshus hayochid, it should be a mokim ptur, a karmelis, and he should zicher be potter. That was pshat in the Gemara's kashin. Since you see Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold that a traskel is choylik rishus bifnei atzmoi, a traskel is considered a rishus, and it's considered a rishus to yeraise. If you have a traskel, a mile, a miyud, and someone throws into this traskel, is chayit chatos. So if it's considered a rishus bifnei atzmoi, so if you'll have this traskel in the rishus harabim, it's also a rishus bifnei atzmoi, and it's not part of the rishus harabim. So what is it? It is a mokim ptur. So the kash is, why should the balabos be chayiv? And the Gemara says, amoyre di keteret in lomdis. The Gemara says, the whole Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda that says that it has a shame reshus, that tafke if it's in a mokim ptur. That means if the mokim where it finds itself, there's no reshus whatsoever, then a traskel gets a shame reshus hayochi. But if it is in Lemata miyud is in a rishus harabim, then it becomes bottle to the rishus. It only is a chshivus of a rishus b'fnei atzmoi if it's in a parva place, then it's a yachsen. But as soon as it finds itself in a mokim that's lemata miyud, it finds itself in the rishus harabim, then it becomes bottle to the rishus. It also gets a shame rishus harab. Yeah, look the Gemara bite. Koshelei l'ravabo. Rav Abo had a kasha on this teretz. It's a very nice teretz. We took care of all the problems. Let's learn the Mishnah Elach. The Mishnah says that he nosan l'sach yodei shabal abayis. It doesn't say traskel, but yodei k'toni. So Mamela, he didn't want to make a grais in the Mishnah. Ela omar Rav Abo. So Rav Abo said now a new teretz. Kigoin. Sheshilshel yodoi lemato migimul vekibmo. That the yad habalabayis, the yad ha'oni, is speaking about that the yad is toich gimul la'oret. So memele toich gimul la'kalke, you say lobut, so it's ki'ilu munach al gabi kalke, so you have your dalad al dalad, you have your the whole kalke, the yad together with the kalke becomes one, you have a mokim that's more than dalad al dalad. So the Gemara says, "Va'oymet k'toni." How could you say that the hand is toich gimel? Va'oymet k'toni. We're speaking. The Mishnah says the oni was oymet bibachus, the balabayis bibifnim. Well, if they're standing, the hands do not reach toich gimel to the kalke. So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you three terutzim to this kasha. One terutz is b'shoyche. He's standing, but not sitting, but he's bending down." So he's bending down that the yad is teich gimel to the kalke. We boy is aimo begume. Or else I'll tell you a second teretz. He's stuck is standing, but each one is standing, the oni is standing in a ditch in the rishus harabim. And the ditch is a pretty deep ditch. And when he stretches out his hand, so that's teich gimel to the kalke of the rishus harabim. The same thing by the balabos. We boy is aimo benanis. Or else we're speaking about a midget. That a midget, the hands of the midget, are toich gimel tvochim to the kalke. So memele, so that is pshat in the Mishnah. It's not talking about traskel shebe yodai. It's speaking about yodai, and it has a din of dal since it's toich gimel laoretz. Let us see Rashi. Shulshul hishpil kimoi haya mishalshul bechovis. He put down his hand. Lemata migimul. The haviki kalke. So then it's like the kakois or rishus harab. So the Gemara says, va'oimit k'toni. Ha'oni oimit bebechut. And the balabos is befnim also oimit. Va'hayoshivu. According to you, if his hand is toich gimul, he has to be sitting. So the Gemara says, no. He's oimit b'shoiche. Kaifef atzma. He's bending down. V'iboy yisayme. Va'oimit begume. He's standing in a ditch. V'yodai smuchel esfasa. So there his hand is Teich Gimel. Ich pol tane. Oh, that is Rav's kasha. Let us see Teisvis. Kegoin she shilshol yodai lamato migimel v'kiblo.
So now Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos says, if this is speaking about that the Yad HaOni and the Yad HaBal HaBayis are Toich Gimel, so Tosfos says, Amoyre Dikekashe, when the Oni puts his hand into the Bayis, and it's also speaking about Toich Gimel La'oretz, and the Balabos picks up the Chavetz and puts it into the hand of the Oni, so the Mishnah says, Shneim Pturim. The Balabos made an Akire, and the Oni only made a Hanoche. So the Shaila is, why isn't it considered that the Oni made an Akire also? Because since the Yad HaOni is Toich Gimel La'ore, since the Yad HaOni is Toich Gimel La'ore, it's Kilu Munach La'ore. And when the Oni schleps out the Chayfetz, so therefore, so then he's making an Akira, and he brings it outside into the Rishus HaRab, and he's making an Anoche. So Memela, why isn't the Oni Chayev when the Balabos put it into the Yad HaOni? So Tosfos says, because Sova Rababo holds, even though it is Toich Gimel, the Agad Yad Shmei Agad, that since the Guf is attached to the Yad, and the Guf is in the Rishus HaRabim, the Guf HaOni is in the Rishus HaRabim, so even though the Yad HaOni is in the Rishus HaYochid Al Gabi HaOret, or Teich Gimel HaOret, it is not considered Munach B'Rishus HaYochid, because Agad Yad, Shmei Agad, that what the Yad is Me'ugit to the Guf, makes that what is Munach B'Yod is not Munach B'Rishus HaYochid. The Eloi Havish may agar, if he holds. And so Machlik is right on the Gemorim. The Shaila that Tzadik Beis, the Eloi Havish may agar. My Iriye de not al Oni mitoicho. Why is the Halacha that the Oni is only Chai when he took out of the Yad of the Balabos? Afilu nos on Balabayis lusoicho ye Chayiv ha'Oni. Afilu the Balabos put into the Yad ha'Oni. Kshahoitzi, even the Yad ha'Oni mayri nami. The Hava Lamata Megimel, since the Yad HaOni is also Lamata Megimel. The Mishtama, Yad Balabayis, Yad HaOni, Ayri Ben Yinecha, both of them are speaking about at the same level. Doki not al mitach yodi shal Balabayis, when he took it out of the Yad of the Balabayis, Hava Lamata Megimel, Havi Yad HaOni Nami Lamata Megimel, Ubechai Gavna, Tulu Naisen Balabayis, Usaych Yad HaOni Yechayim. So in this case, when the Yad is Lamata Megimel, why isn't the Oni Chayim? So Tosfos says, you have to say that he holds Agad Yad Shmei Agad. If you remember, we had the Shittus HaRosh, the Rosh holds, even though you say Akiras Gufayk Akiras Chayfetz, but you don't say Akiras Yodik Akiras Chayfetz, so the Mele, according to the Rosh, is go posh it for him for Tosfos Kashe. There was only Akiras Hayad, Akiras Yodik Lahavik Akiras Chayfetz. Beguma, now, what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, that the, let's say the Oni is standing in Agume, and the stand is in the Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos had a problem. If we just mentioned before, that Rababo holds, Agad Yad Shmei Agad. So L'Chayre, Tosfos had a tremendous problem over here. The Guma L'Chayre is not a Rishus HaRabim. It is not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. So the Oni is not standing in a Mokim Ptur. And his hand is stretched out to Rishus HaRabim. So why is it called when the Balabos puts it into the hand of the Oni? If he put it in the Rishus HaRabim, since Rababo holds Agad Yad Shmei Agad, the Yad is Mu'ugit to the Guf, that's standing in the Guma, which is not a Rishus HaRabim. So why is the Balabos Chayim? So Tzorich Leforesh, as Taisa says, we have to say, Begume Shehu Rishus HaRabim. We're speaking about a Gume Shehu Rishus HaRabim. How is a Guma Rishus HaRabim? People do not walk in the Guma. It's not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. So Tosfos says, to one of the two, Kegoin SheRabim Mishtam Shimbo, that the Hilchei Rishus HaRabim use this Guma Lishimushom, Derech Hiluch, and the Mishtamish with this Guma. So Memele and the Gemara will say later, if you have a Mokim in a Rishus HaRabim, that Oymed L'Shimush HaRabim, that has Halacha also of Rishus HaRabim, L'man D'Yom HaTashmish HaYidei HaDchak Shmei Tashmish, Or he will have to say another kimta, be'inyin shema halchim shom rabbim. Or maybe it's speaking about Toshe Gume that the rabbim take, it's a type, it's a indentation in the Rishus HaRabim. It's a gully in the Rishus HaRabim that everyone goes down to this Gume and then goes up again. I bin in Shema Halchim Shom Rabim. Aval Gume, Shoyse Kalmos, I mokim tu. But if this Gume is take not a mokim Hiloch HaRabim, or not a mokim Shimush HaRabim, is given She Guf HaYishom, since the Guf is not in the Rishus HaRabim, Yodai sheep shoot a lashus a rabbin, like have a kirshus a rabbin. The boss a goof a goril. Afa pishul a manta mi gimel. Even the sover agad yad, shmei agik in the perashti. So we'll have to say that the gume does not have a din. It has to be a rishus a rabbin. Or else the yad, ha oni, that is munah, birshus a rabbin, also doesn't have a din of a rishus a rabbin. Zog the gemore weiter. Oma robe. Ich will tane lashme inon kol hani. The tane, when he wanted to tell us the halachas of a tzor, so he spoke about such a weird case of a midget and a gume and a shoyche. He could have made it much, much simpler. With the speak law that they're holding their baguette, knaf bigda, he didn't make such a weird case. Ela omarov. So now we come to the maskonis asugye. Yodai shel odom chshuvaloi kedalit al dalit. So Ravi says, a nu mehalach, tatake you need dalit al dalit, but the yad shel odom is chshuvaloi kedalit al dalit. In most poiskim hold, yodai means the kafa yad, that is oimid leniach besoichoi, this side of the yad, ragloi will not have a din of dalit al dalit. Dafke, yodai shel odom, the kafa yad, Chshuva loike dal dal dal. That is a chshivas of dal dal dal. V'chein, to memele, so our problem is solved. V'chein ki yosa rovin amar ab yoichanim, yodoi shel odom chshuva loike dal dal dal. Now, amar ravovim amar ab loim ab yoichanim. Now we have a new memre of ravovim amar ab yoichanim. Zorak chayfet, v'noch v'soich yodoi shel chaveirai. The person threw a chayfet, and it landed, b'seich yodish al chaveri, chayet. So what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Rabbi Yochanan is telling us with this memre, that yodish al odom is chshuvi kedal val dalet. Fact, the Gemara, my kemashmon, what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Yodish al odom chshuvi loy kedal val dalet. But om Rabbi Yochanan chodazim, Rabbi Yochanan said it already, that yodish al odom chshuvi loy kedal val dalet. The Gemara says, "Ma'u detayma." I would think we only would have said the first memre. Heiched the achshevehu liyodei. A person puts into someone else's hand. He wants it to be in his hand. So memela. So then there's a lomdis of yodish shalom shuvu lekedal dal dalin. Avol heiched the achshevehu liyodei. But what if he wasn't machshev? That means in the second case, zorak chayfet. A person threw up a chayfet, v'noch b'seich yodei shol chaveri, it landed, it rested into the hand of a person, a person was walking, his hand was sticking out, and coincidentally it landed into his hand, but there was no kavone that it should land into his hand. His hand was there, so it fell into his hand. So memele, so I would think there, since he wasn't machshiv diyad, it is not considered a mokim dal dal dalet, kamash melon. That's also considered a mokim dalet dal dalet. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ich pol tane, Torah hatana bechol zois. He had to speak about, V'loi hoye loy loy diyenu, the mighty mershus l'shus chayiv elay de dvorim halolu, only through these siyurim shein dalkom bekach, which are very weird, Listen, poshat knaf bigdai lifnim bahavidal. If you want to make it with an oni and osher, you can do it very simply with knaf bigdai. So the Moses Eichet, the Achshavis, Oise Meloche, Niskavon Lesita Liyad Chaveri Kimas Nisan. He wanted to put it into the Yad Chaveri, then it is Choshev Dalet. Aval Eichet, the Achshavis, Shahol Chovin Nocho, Meyatri Biyad Chaveri. It rested by itself, Biyad Chaveri. He didn't want it to be dafka land in his hand. I would think that it's not called Baal. So that is the second memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Tosfos. Hani mili heichad achshavi liyodai. Vim toima v'leima haf v'leyehi d'leot. So for Kel, so the second memory of Rabbi Yochanan is a bigger rabusa. That filu, without being marshiv the yad, it also is a din of Baal.
So
Tosfos says, no, I would think maybe only legabi hanoche it has a cheshivis. Aber legabi, that's called the hanoche. But an akire could be, you need mamish dal. Could be the way Tosfos said before, because by the Mishkan it was that way. They took out of a teva and they put it into the yidei oisei hamaloche. That means a hanocha, there's a shame hanocha. You're putting it down temporarily, so that's also called a hanocha l'shaitai. But an akira is, could be from a mokim kavua. So that's why we needed the first member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, stome, yod yishuot mshuva lo kedal dal dal, bein lun yin akira, bein lun yin hanocha. Oma Rab Ovin, Oma Rabbi Loi, Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Oma bim kaimoy vikibu. If a person, we have a person that's a zoyrik, he's throwing a chayfetz. Omad bim koimoy. In the second person is oimad bim koimoy v'kibul, and he's mekabul the chayfetz chayiv. The zoyrik is chayiv. Okar mim koimoy v'kibul potah. If he ran to be mekabul the chayfetz, so he's koilet the chayfetz when he was going to the avir potah. So why? Because then the hanoche did not come about through the zoyrik. The Anoche came about through the Mekabel. So Memele, there was an Akira without Anoche. Tanya Nami Hochi, Acherim, Oimrim, Abarais, Omad Bim Kaime Vekibel, Chayiv, Oka Bim Kaime Vekibel, Pot. That was the Acherim we had, what Rav Zeire brought down the Acherim. Now we have a very Londish Gemara. Boi Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan declared such a Shail. Zora Kreifet. A person threw a chayfetz. Now, if he would have not done anything, so mikayach zrikosoi, there was an akira, and eventually it's going to fall, and there'll be anoche. So memele in the zrik alone there's a akira, and anoche would have been chayiv. But what did he do? V'neka humim koimoi. Now he went, and he was neka mim koima. V'chosa v'kibloi. And now, he was oiker. He grabbed the chayfetz. He grabbed the chayfetz before they had a chance to fall down. Mikoyach zrikosa. He grabbed it. Mahu. What is the halach? So the Gemara asks, "My kami boyle." What is the shaila? Omar Rabba de Barave shnei koyches b'adam echad kami boyle. He is crying a moira dike shaila that you have two koyches. In this zrike, shnei koyches ba'odam echad ka'odam echad domi v'chayev, ayu mitzarev, the akire and the hanoche, even though the akire and the hanoche are coming down to koyches. So, oidume, kishnei b'nei odam domi. He says, mitzad, the Sfas Emes is mamtik v'shayla a little. The Sfas Emes says as follows. When a person throws a chayfetz and it starts falling down, and yene is mekabel the chayfetz, but let's say it would have fell down this way and he's mekabel it over here. In yisod, in the hanoche, he did not make the whole hanoche. That means that what it's coming down from the koyach hazoyrik is also a chelik of the hanoche. That means, he didn't jump up 20 feet to catch the chayfetz. The chayfetz is coming down. If it would come down in Gansen, so then the whole hanoche would be mikoyach hazoyrik. That what it fell down over here, so you have a tziruf of the koyach hazoyrik, and the koyach, that means the hanoche is coming through two pa'ules, through the koyach hazoyrik, and through the koyach hamekabel, no, the grad one person. But where is there such a chiyuv in chiyuv zayrik? That is the shaila from the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Omad hamekabel b'mkoyme v'kibul chayiv hazayrik. potter azoyrek the loy of it anoche, because the zoyrek did not make the anoche. Here the Gemara is claiming a shaila. What happens if the zoyrek went and was mekabelit? My kami boiloi, my sveikik, meizetame yifta. Ho ovad akira. He made the akira. Vahanoch, and he made the anoch. So the Gemara says no. Could be kishnei bnei odom domi upota. Could be shnei koiches. Me odom echod is kishnei bnei odom. Tahavalu shnayim shasu. That means in the mechayiv of zrike, the zoyrek has to make the anoch. And here Shad is, he only made the Yakire. And the Hanocha was made to a different pula. Davlu Shnayim Shosua. These are two koiches that made the Yakire and the Hanocha. The Kivin Shlehi Niach Achevitz Leilech Ad Mokim Hiluchai. Velo Nuach. Elo Rotz Acha Veikvoi. Havale Yakire Kemaise Beloi Hanocha. So it is an Yakire without a Hanocha. So that is the Gemara Shaila. Do we say Shnei Koiches Kishnei B'nei Odom Domi? Or since Lamaisa the Shnei Koiches originate from one person, so you metzarev these two Koiches to be mechayev him alts zoyre.